Indiana Michigan Power wants to own two of its solar farms instead of buying power from a third-party owner. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, consumer advocates have asked the state to deny the utility's request, saying it would lead to even higher bills for I&M customers.
Under regular purchase power agreements, utilities buy solar power from a third-party owner and pass along those exact costs to customers. But if I&M owns these solar farms through what's called a purchase-sale agreement, that would mean additional operation and maintenance costs for customers. Plus, the utility can add a markup to make a profit. Ben Inskeep with the Citizens Action Coalition says these costs can add up over time, doubling the price tag of a solar project over its 35-year life.
As we make this transition to cleaner resources, we want to make sure it's benefiting consumers' pocketbooks as well.
I&M's average residential bills have gone up dramatically in the past two decades, about 45% after adjusting for inflation. In a statement, I&M said it picked the best solar projects based on responses from the market. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Inskeep says other Indiana utilities have also proposed a mix of ownership in their plans to add renewables.